We want to get local pronunciations because they're authoritative.
Okay, so Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona.
Do you consider Arizona a Rocky Mountain state?
Northern part of Arizona, yes, has a lot of mountains.
Do you think of Texas as a Rocky Mountain state?
No.
Not at all, even though the Rockies are in Texas.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They should be ashamed of themselves for being there.
Yeah. In New Mexico. They go right through Texas into Mexico.
Oh, the Sandia Range or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, it's part of the Rockies. What about those Canadian provinces just north of Idaho and Montana?
Let's see, what are they?
One is where they had the.
What do they call that? Saskatchewan. Then it was Manitoba. That's the other direction.
Yeah.
Alberta.
Yeah. And then to the west over
British Columbia.
Yeah, that's all. Okay, and the state, American state, north of there.
Alaska.
Yeah, and the Canadian territory right next to Alaska.
Yukon.
Yeah. Okay. Now the state where the Bayou country. Where the jazz came from.
Louisiana.
All right, and the city they came from.
New Orleans.
And the other city, the capital of Louisiana, up the river from there.
Baton Rouge.
Yeah, and the city where the...
At least I'm consistent on that pronunciation.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Baton. All right,
Baton.
Baton. That's good. How about the city where the... state where St. Louis is in?
Missouri.
Yeah, and where the state in Illinois, where they had the primary yesterday.
Illinois.
It's in Illinois, but the big city is.
Chicago.
All right, and the city where the Reds are from.
Cincinnati.
All right, and the time of day.
I'm not going to put a schwa on the end of any of those for
okay,
you.
That's all right. That's okay. That's all right. Interview was started in what part of the day?
Morning.
Yeah. And you weren't walking away from him, you were walking...
Toward him.
All right. And how about the terms up and down as travel directions?
As for north and south?
Well, is that how you use them? Did you say you're going
up? Went
up
to Salt Lake, went down to Provo. Yeah.
Up to Salt Lake, down to Provo.
So it up would be north and south.
You don't use it for elevation?
No.
You wouldn't say going up to... You would never say going... How about, what town is due east of you in the mountains?
Probably Heber, I guess, or
okay.
Park City.
Would you say you're going up to Heber or Park City, or would you say you're going over?
Over.
Never up, though?
No.
You don't go over the mountains, or you just go, it's just...
You have to go over the mountains to get there.
So you'd say over when you're going over the mountains.
Yeah,
what I'm getting at is you'd never. Would you ever use up, if it were just due east but higher?
No,
that doesn't sound familiar.
Use over and then, yeah, and out. I guess you used to go west.
Okay.
So out, we go over to Delta. I don't know how you'd say it. Go to Delta.
Okay. Now, measure distance. How far is it from Salt Lake City to Heber?
It's about 45 miles.
All right. And if a car is stuck, you'd say you have to give it a
push,
or maybe you get on a rope and
pull.
All right. And a short. What would you call a short distance? You have a name for short distance? It's not far. It's just a.
Just a little ways, or a hop, skip, and a jump. Or I mean, I wouldn't say that. My parents would.
Okay. And how about a considerable distance?
Long way.
Okay.